Chapter 5, Section 2, Frontiers Open to Settlement. As you read, look for the kinds of settlers who came to Alabama, how the pioneers lived, early schools in the state, terms, squatter, speculator, yeoman. Some of the earliest settlers came to present-day Alabama before the government had land to sell. They did not wait to buy land. They just chose a place to live, cleared the land, built log cabins, and planted crops. These people were known as squatters. After the land was surveyed, it was sold to the people who were willing to pay the most money. Most buyers bought 40 to 80 acres of farmland. Many squatters did not have enough money to buy the land they had settled. People with money bought the land, and the squatters were forced to move. Some of the squatters did buy the poorest land, which sold for a few dollars an acre. Some people formed land companies and bought large amounts of land at very low prices. They were called speculators or land investors. A speculator buys something planning to sell it later for a profit. The speculators then divided the large areas of land into smaller parts. They sold each part for a higher price than they paid. One of the most important people in early Alabama history was John W. Walker. He was a member of the Broad River Group of land investors. In 1809, the group bought Former Creek land from the federal government. They paid about $2 an acre for the land in Madison County, Mississippi Territory. In 1810, Walker and his wife, Matilda Pope, moved to this area. It was later known as Huntsville. The life of yeoman farmers. Most of the pioneers were neither squatters nor speculators. They were yeoman farmers. A yeoman is a person who owns and works a small farm. These farmers worked hard to provide for their families. They grew vegetables and hunted animals for food. Their cattle roamed the woods in search of food. Building log cabins. When the settlers arrived and claimed their land, they needed shelter. Most settlers lived in log cabins. Often the men in the village or settlement worked together to build the cabins. They chopped down trees and cut off the limbs. Then they cut the trees into logs of the same length. The men cut deep notches near the ends of the logs. The logs were then stacked to make the cabin walls. The roof was made with thick boards. Wooden pegs held some boards in place. On other cabins, big rocks helped hold roofs in place. When the logs were stacked, there were big cracks between them. Rain and cold wind came in through the cracks. So the settlers filled the cracks with sticks, small rocks, and mud. Even young children in the family helped fill cracks to make the cabin snug and dry. Living in the cabin. At one end of the cabin was a large fireplace. It was used for heating the cabin and for cooking. Pots were hung from hooks inside the fireplace to cook vegetables and soups. Bread, potatoes, and meat were cooked in heavy pans over hot coals. The earliest fireplace chimneys were made of sticks. The sticks were laced together and sealed inside and out with clay. Later, chimneys were made of big rocks held together with thick mud. Log cabins were built close to a spring or a stream so families could have water to drink. Families also used the streams for bathing and washing clothes. Most cabins had only one room. Sometimes the walls were high enough so children could sleep in a loft. A few cabins had two rooms with an open hall between them. A large family might add an extra room or a shed to the cabin. Mattresses were stuffed with hay, grass, corn husk, or Spanish moss. the hides of deer or bear were often used as blankets. Rich settlers brought fine furniture with them. Most settlers made their own furniture. Some tables and chairs were just logs with legs on them. A hollow log lined with a soft animal skin became a cradle. Clothes and cooking pots hung on wooden pegs driven into the walls. Farming. Clearing a field for farming was harder than building a log cabin. First, the settlers had to chop down all the trees. Then, stumps, roots, bushes, and vines were dug out. That could take more than a year. Remember that the settlers had few tools and no modern things like chainsaws and bulldozers. After that, the land was ready to plow. Then the settlers could plant crops and grow food. The work was hard, but the whole family helped. Crops were not easy to grow. The farmer had to worry about freezing weather and drought. He had many problems, including animals eating the crops. Common food crops were corn, potatoes, peas, squash, beans, sugarcane, and melons. Some of the harvest was eaten fresh. The rest was dried and stored for use in the winter. Corn was the main farm crop. From corn, settlers made cornbread and grits. They made molasses and cane syrup from sugarcane. They also made syrup from a grain called sweet sorghum. These syrups were used for sweetening in place of the costly white or refined sugar. A few families grew cotton, and some had a small patch of tobacco. They did not have cigarettes, but some men and women smoked pipes, chewed tobacco, or dipped snuff. Yeoman farmers had few or no slaves to help with the work. It was difficult for them to make much money growing cotton because their farms were so small. There were almost no slaves or free blacks in the regions settled mainly by yeoman farmers. Fun on the frontier. Settlers had to be brave and strong to make a new home on the frontier. Most early pioneers did not have close neighbors. They were often lonely, but as more people moved to the area, social life improved. Families who lived near each other helped one another. They worked together to build barns, clear land, and build fences. While the men worked outside, the women cooked a huge meal. As they cooked, they laughed and talked. Sometimes the women worked together to make quilts. These gatherings were called quilting bees. Families had fun, too. They visited each other or had parties. Groups usually had a good storyteller who could make everyone laugh. If someone could play a fiddle, people might sing and dance for hours. A corn shucking was one of the favorite get-togethers. The settlers gathered to shuck, take the husk off, corn. There would be races to see which team could remove the corn husk fastest. Music, good food, and games made this get-together great fun. Such happy times were good breaks from the hard work. Education on the frontier. The early settlers were busy trying to feed and care for their families. They did not have time to think about education. Later, more families with children moved into the area. Some of the pioneers then began planning schools. In 1799, William and John Pierce opened the first school in Alabama. It was at the boatyard on Lake Tensaw. Here, the kin, relatives, of the Scottish trader Lachlan MacGillivray, the Tates, Weatherfords, and Durants, and other children learned to read. Other schools were opened as more families arrived. Early schools were one-room log cabins. Children sat on benches made of logs cut in half. Wide, rough boards hung on the walls like shelves and were used for desks. A table or shelf held a wooden water bucket. Everyone used the same long-handled dipper to drink from the bucket. Most schools did not have many books. pupils had no pencils or paper on which to write. Instead, they memorized and recited their lessons. Some wrote with chalk on a slate, a thin piece of rock that can be wiped clean. One teacher taught all the grades. While one group recited the lesson to the teacher, another group studied. Pupils who did not know their lessons had to stand in a corner. Sometimes the teacher used long switches to help naughty pupils learn to behave. Philip Henry Goss taught at Pleasant Hill in Dallas County. He wrote, quote, "My schoolroom is a funny place, built wholly of round, unhewn logs. The desks are merely boards. The pupils are, mostly, real young hunters, who handle the long rifle with more ease than the goose quill, and who are more at home in twisting a rabbit or treeing a possum than in conjugating a verb." End quote. Think it through. 1. What was the difference between speculators and squatters? 2. Why did the pioneers build their cabins of logs? 3. Why were settlers sometimes lonesome? 4. What did settlers do for fun? 5. How did students at school get a drink of water?